Did I scare you? Welcome to the Reel It In Season 2 Halloween episode. And I know what you're thinking. What is he wearing? And I will let you know that it was a lot better in concept. So now Tanner has not seen what I'm wearing. I have not seen what he is wearing. And he's going to walk out and we are going to introduce ourselves real quick. So Tanner, get on out here. Oh my gosh. He is the knight. He is vengeance.
I'm Batman.
What are you?
I'm a shovel.
I went to the store for this.
I'm a shovel. You see?
It's a shovel. Is this an actual shovel?
It's a shovel.
I'm actually Batman. Do you like it?
I like it.
You're
going
to have to look at this face the whole episode. I want... Look at my face.
He went with the classic Batman. It's got the yellow symbol on it.
Oh.
And I went with the classic shovel.
I've been losing weight, but not this much. I didn't have a lot of gains.
You're not gaining muscle yet.
Dude, yeah, I was cracking up when I found this.
Well, all right. Hey, Tanner.
Hey, Ben.
Have you ever seen Hocus Pocus before?
Let's reel it in.
I don't know how I'm going to operate
with the shovel. How are you going to do that?
With the shovel in my face the whole time.
Oh, I'm so mad. You were like, I totally got it at a store.
No, you didn't. I got this at the Halloween store.
What, a shovel?
A shovel.
Is it a real shovel? Is it? Oh, it's fake. Okay.
It's fake.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't have my glasses on. I hope I'm looking at you.
Yeah. Oh, you should put your glasses on. That'd be even funnier.
No, they're in the other room.
The shovel did come with the longer.
What the frick is that thing?
This is the bottom part of the shovel.
And
I'm like, no way.
That's why you wore black today, too.
I'm like, no way this is going to fit. And this is going to look like something else.
Yeah.
It's, anyway.
Sucks. Oh, well, you're a shovel. Look at the way you're sitting so, right now, bro.
Very uncomfortably. So,
hey, real quick, this is my buddy Bones.
What's up, Bones?
What's up, Bones? You remember him from last Halloween. He was the boyfriend of the babysitter.
I'm just not really getting a good look at your face.
I know. Can't look at my eyes.
It's like your bottom eyelids are tucked away under the mask. It's like it's poking your eyes.
Do you guys like the aesthetic, the spooky aesthetic?
Ooh, we put a lot of hard work into this.
We didn't have much to go off of besides Mrs. Doubtfire and a banana, but
yeah.
And Phoenix was the only episode that he was in.
Yeah. Yeah, true, as our producer. Thanks, Phoenix.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. For one episode. so, yeah, Hocus Pocus, dude. I'm ready for this. But, hey, happy Halloween.
Happy
everyone.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Do you guys celebrate Halloween? Let us know good. In the comments. Good. Real good. Real
ben,
good.
Before I forget.
Yeah.
I have a Halloween drink.
Whip that bad boy out.
Behind Bones, I have the Mountain Dew Voodoo.
Thanks, Bones.
Voodoo.
Is it Mountain Voodoo? Is that what it's called?
Mountain Voodoo.
Pour me a glass of that Mountain Voodoo.
I will, for sure. Don't forget, I am Batman.
You're Batman. Last Halloween, he was a banana.
Can I see your cup? I can't.
And now he is Batman.
Does Batman have a weapon besides bat blades?
He's got the bat grip.
I'm going to give you a lot because I can't drink a lot of this because I'm still on a diet.
He's got the shark repellent.
Here you go.
He's got his fists.
Don't drink yet. I have to have a sip.
He's got the. We also have these little pumpkins, little candy pumpkins.
Okay. If you want more, I got
apparently
a little
I'm the only person in the world who loves these, candy pumpkins.
I'm not opposed to them.
For real?
Well, I couldn't find regular candy corn when I went to the store.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Let's dink, bro.
Dink, bro. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Get up to it.
Mm. Whoa.
Look what does that drink. Taste like?
I have to drink this right now, bro. Look
Voodoo.
At me. Look at me. I got to drink like this.
I'm like. I feel like Batman right now.
I feel like I'm paralyzed from the neck down.
Bones. Yeah, man.
This is very good.
It is pretty good. I'm trying to describe the flavor, though. It doesn't say on the actual bottle. It usually does, though.
Let me read it.
Mm. I'll read it. Mountain Dew Voodoo. It's a mystery flavor. Oh, screw you. You're teasing us.
Oh, it's just a regular flavor?
Yeah, but it's not a significant
source
of saturated fans.
I know you're on a diet, so feel free to say no. But if you eat a candy corn.
And then one. I'll have one.
Or a candy pumpkin while drinking this. I can't talk. I have a shovel in my neck.
At the same time?
At the same time. It tastes really good.
Okay, here we go. Trying it out.
I wonder if that means if what we're tasting is different than what other people taste because it's a mystery flavor.
Whoa, you weren't lying. That is really good.
It's very good.
I'll have to keep another few sips of that.
Candy corn Mountain Dew? Let's do it. Speaking of doing it,
oh, what? Where are you going with this?
We're about to light the virgin candle and get into the summary right
now.
Oh,
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Do you want to get the the timer going?
Uh-huh, I have it on my bat watch. Part of me was kind of like, how freaking funny it would be if we had the same outfit. Because I was thinking, I'm like, Ben liked the Batman movie a lot.
And so it's one of my favorite superhero movies, period.
It had the Robert Pattinson Batman suit there, too.
I saw that because Tanner and I both went to Halloween City. And
I went to Spirit of Halloween.
Same thing.
No.
Different thing.
Good.
We were both kind of disappointed with the selection. We're like, this is
a lot of stuff from
last year. There's some Stranger Things stuff. There's like the pizza dude.
Yeah.
And then Vecna.
Yeah, literally. That was all I saw.
That was about it.
I remember last year, too, when we had our Halloween party. Mm-hmm. Not this recording. This ain't a party.
Yeah.
This is
our party.
This is our party. But we had a Halloween party. I remember we had it the day after Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And me and Andrew went there to, like, look for, like, a Halloween costume because we thought surely there's going to be a lot.
Surely.
There wasn't. And so Andrew resorted to being the dad from Onward. Like basically the sock puppet that just like sits there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be a Lunchable.
And I was a Dalmatian, and my girlfriend was Cruella.
Yeah, you
Cruella
were a sexy Dalmatian.
I was a sexy Dalmatian.
Also, you know what my favorite restaurant is? Red Robin.
Red
Robin. Oh. So, here we go. I also like wings.
You know what they call chicken? Bats of the farm. Anyway.
Okay.
5-minute summary?
Yes, I have it pulled up. Are you ready?
I'm ready, spaghetti.
Here we go. And go.
Holy witches, Batman. This movie is hocus pocus. And it starts in the 19-something? No. Like 17-something.
Probably 14.
Town of Salem. Because they were 300 years. Anyway.
Okay.
The town of Salem during the witch trials.
Yeah, about 4 minutes and 36 seconds. I just started.
Already? And there's a young boy that goes into the woods and he finds these witches witching around. And they literally take the soul of a young child before us. Huh?
Who?
All the witches?
No, who is the boy?
I don't know his name.
Thackeray Binks.
Binks. That's
sister,
his name.
His sister Emily.
Emily. So there's three witches in the cabin. There was Winnie, Mary, and Sarah.
Yep.
All right. And so they're taking the soul of a young girl so that they can be young and live forever. But their plan gets hijinxed by Binkst, and they turn him into a cat because of it.
Right.
And because he got in the way of their... Don't look at me like that. Because he got in the way of their witchery, they are bound to kind of a death for 300 years until this virgin candle is lit, and then they're reborn, and there's this book that they have to with that's made of human skin and has an eyeball. Fast forward 300 years later, there's a new boy in town. His name is Max.
A new boy in town.
His name is Max. He's moving in with his family. He's got a good family life, but he's struggling moving in a little bit. There's
324.
There's bullies. They take his shoes. What's the one bully's name?
Ice.
He's got ice.
I
like
love
freaking
ice.
Trimmed in the back of his hair. Got a buzz cut.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Pretty ice cold, if you ask me.
Yeah.
He's a gangster. So they rob him in the graveyard, and he meets this cute girl at school. Her name is, don't tell me, Allison.
There you go.
Her name is Allison, and she kind of thinks he's kind of cute, too.
Ooh.
They kind of like each other a little
Batman
bit.
Batman likes.
Batman. Ben likes. Shovel likes. I dig it.
I'm honestly forgetting that you're a shovel. Continue, sorry.
In case you forgot, I'm a shovel.
3 minutes and 2 minutes and 40.
Can you dig it? And so they go to a Halloween. Or Max takes his younger sister, Danny, trick or treating one night, and they end up at Allison's house. And then so they're like, yo. Max is kind of like, you're kind of cute. Let's go look at this haunted house together. And Danny's like, no, that's creepy. And Allison's like, yeah, let's do it. They go. Max is a virgin. He's a freaking virgin, and he lights the candle.
What a bummer, man.
Freaking, if only he wasn't a virgin, right?
Sure.
And then the movie happens because he lights the candle, and all the witches come out, and they do all this weird witch stuff. They try to get the soul of him.
Yeah.
And then Binks comes out of the freaking rafters. I don't know how he appears, but he stops the witches from like killing Max. And he's a cat. He's a black cat. And then so he kind of helped.
Black cat?
He's a black
cat. Oh, like Catwoman.
Oh. Calm down there, Batman.
Mm. Okay.
He's licking his lips. I dig it. Mm. So, and so this cat helps them along the way kind of escape the witches. And the witches need to get the soul of another child before sunrise so that they can live officially forever.
Right.
And not go like back into the ground dead.
Man, and then 15.
So the cat helps them out in the graveyard. Witches can't land in the graveyard. And they sneak into a school. I'm going to kick it into overdrive now because I'm taking too much time.
Yep.
Kids sneak into a school. Witches follow them. They put the witches in a furnace and burn them. And then the witches come back from that. And they open this. The kids open this book that the witches are trying to get to learn the spell to get the kids' souls to live forever.
Yep.
And when they open the book, it shoots this light beam through the ceiling. And then so the witches know where they're at because they know where the book is. They go get the book. They get the book. We think that like 5 people die, but they come back to life. The cat dies like 9 times, pun intended, but he keeps coming back. They make their way.
Kind of like when Batman returns.
Totally. And when he begins again.
Yeah.
And when he fights Superman.
He's a Dark Knight.
He's a Dark
Knight. 28.
I dig it. So then they go back to the graveyard because the witches can't land there. And there's like a battle till sunrise.
Billy.
Also there's, Billy the dead person, he comes back to life. Also, there's a big dance going on with all the parents. That's why there's no parents around because the witches did a little sing and dance song. I put a spell on you. So that's where all the parents are.
7.
The witches don't win sunrises, and they explode because they didn't get to do the spell in time. And Max gets the girl.
That's it.
Flawless.
That was a bad summary. That was a really bad summary.
Flawless. It was really bad. I spent too much time in the beginning.
My nose keeps hitting the mic, so I'm sorry if there's little noses or noises that my nose.
Little noses?
Noise noses.
Noise noses?
Yeah, man. Great move. Hey, that was pretty mid.
Pretty mid. Also.
Yeah, what's up?
Do I just go into it right now?
Bro, please.
Bro, pretty mid movie.
Excuse me?
NGL. IRL.
Do you think it's mid?
I think it's a pretty mid movie.
Oh, screw it.
I don't dig it.
Let's get into this because I love this movie.
Yeah, so then and now, Tanner. What's your then?
Do you have any fun facts?
My fun fact is that they made a sequel that I won't see. Then
that is a fun fact. I am going to see it just because I just want to know what's going to happen.
I'll probably watch it.
Are you going to watch it?
Bones?
Bones Finn about to watch Hocus Pocus 2 with me.
Bones doesn't have eyeballs.
I like his pillow.
He can't do anything. The pillow said Hocus Pocus.
Uh-oh, there he goes.
Oh, yeah, the Hocus. Yours is completely.
Pillow say Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Also, this suit is really tight, so I'm going to hold it near my area.
The shovel is in my jawline.
My then. Okay. I don't remember the first time I ever watched this, but I remember it always playing on Disney Channel, which is Batman's favorite Disney Channel, favorite show.
Okay.
And you're weirding me out, bro. Oh,
that's what I wanted to do. What did
you want to do?
I wanted to hold a candle under my face when I did the summary so I could do like a spooky, scary story.
Oh, bummer.
Bummer, dude.
Should we just hold them now as we talk?
I'm gonna keep holding it. No, it's part of the set.
All right.
Part of the set.
Well, how creepy do I look with Batman under a candle?
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I realized is the funniest part about this? Is that
Banner in a Batman mask holding a candle under his face.
Batman doesn't have a beard. So I look.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what did you say?
You said you held the candle to your face. You said, what do I look like? I said, you look like candle in a. You look like Tanner in a Batman mask holding a candle under your face.
Well, fun fact for you. That's me. So, anyway, I don't remember the first time I saw this, but I remember just watching it every Halloween season. And there was a part, actually, when I was a kid, there was a lot I didn't get about this.
Some innuendos?
Oh, what?
You, like, Some sex talk?
No, what the frick? No, it's just...
there's a lot of that in this
movie. I didn't get a lot of the plot. I was just kind of, okay, the witches are back.
Dude, the movie is just the witches are chasing them, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that, but that's the movie. Yeah. The witches are chasing them.
Well, yeah, but there was a lot about, like, the dance part. I didn't know that they actually put a spell on them.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, these parents are dancing like crazy.
I didn't catch that either.
I didn't realize that Billy, the zombie, knew the witches at all.
From Salem, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that there was a connection between them. I thought they just raised this dead guy, and then she put a spell and said, go get these kids.
Yeah.
What else?
You thought wrong?
Yeah. but anyway, that was my then. Okay, so I talked about the movie. I didn't say anything how I felt. Uh-huh. I liked the movie a lot as a kid. I don't know. Halloween's my favorite holiday. Right. Have I ever said that?
It's your favorite holiday?
It's my favorite holiday.
What about Christmas?
Christmas is cool. I like Christmas too, but Halloween?
Sweet baby Jesus was born.
I'll tell you why. Because Halloween, October is my favorite month. Fall is my favorite season.
Mine too.
And Halloween is my favorite because it's a bunch of candy, dressing up, and it's just fun. Like, I always think of Halloween, it's so much fun. And this movie was centered around Halloween night, which is why we did Monster House too, because that movie was on Halloween night too. It's perfect.
You don't know my favorite time of the year?
What's up?
It's that time right after Halloween, right before Christmas.
Oh, I hate it.
It's like kind of spooky fall season still, but it's we're getting into the Christmas spirit, and it's that merging of my two favorite holidays.
Your birthday and Thanksgiving?
Halloween and Christmas.
Halloween and Christmas.
It's like the beginning of the holiday season, and my favorite genre of movie. I never even told you this, but it's
Christmas.
It's Christmas horror movies.
Oh, screw you.
I love Christmas horror movies.
Oh.
And guess what?
What?
There's a new one coming out called Violent Night with the dude who plays Hopper in Stranger Things as a murderous Santa Claus.
No way.
100%.
What?
See how it's... What?
No way.
Yeah, dude.
What's the actor's name? Oh, what's the actor's name? David Harbour?
David Harbour, thank you.
For real?
Yeah. Like, he looks good as Santa from the poster.
He was Hellboy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that movie.
One of them, right? There's been a couple different ones, right?
Yeah, the first one was the dude from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Now, have you seen that show?
No. I was never allowed to, so I never started it.
I was going to say, we should talk about it if you had.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
No.
Didn't think so.
What the fuck is wrong with you? So anyway, what were we talking about? My then.
A lot.
I like Halloween movies and stuff like this. So this was really fun to watch.
Sweet.
And now I still like the movie. I can see where it's a little old. Also, I'm kind of like, it's so weird that they're making a sequel, right? And by the time this comes out, the sequel's already out. I don't know what it is, but we'll talk about it in a later episode because we're off schedule. But when it comes out, I'll watch it. I'll let you know. But,
bro, I hate when you do that.
You shut your mouth. You always do this.
We're on schedule. All
right. Whatever.
This shovel's really, like, throwing my back out. Like, I can't not slouch.
Hey, you picked the outfit. Also, crappy outfit because I really wanted you to, like, have.
Bro, I'm a shovel.
It took me a minute to get into this, and you're just like, let's just tape my.
It took me a minute to get into this.
Let's tape a shovel to me real quick.
I was walking through the store with Peyton. And she's like,
what, Menards? What, did you find a shovel at Menards?
And we're looking at all these costumes, and she's like, what if you were just a shovel? And we laughed for like 10 minutes straight.
I'm so mad.
It didn't work that well in theory, but I'm a shovel. I dig it. Can you?
Do you want me to tell you what I wanted to be before I decided on this?
What?
I also went with my girlfriend. I went with Julianne, and we were looking around, and we're like, man, there's nothing here. Kind of like what
you're
saying.
Look at us having girlfriends.
We've always had girlfriends since we've been recording.
That's fair.
But I was going to say, I wanted to be, I found a plus size female sexy cop. And I was going to be a full on sexy cop.
I was
going
to be a sexy cop.
No, you weren't.
I was going to be a sexy cop.
No, you weren't. For real?
I was.
What
I looked
we were
at the
both sexy cops.
That would be hilarious.
Julianne was like, do you really? I'm like, babe, it's hilarious. She's like, but do you really want to post that on the internet? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's freaking funny. She's like, I just don't feel comfortable. So I'm like, that's fine.
That's
so
fine. I'll be Batman.
Yeah. So
I think I downgraded a little bit from sexy cop to shovel.
Yeah, quite a bit. But yeah. What was I saying? I really like this movie still. But what I was going to say was, I think it's weird that they're making a sequel.
Yeah.
Because This movie is such a it's like the 90s. There's no like cool effects or anything. And then you see the 2022 movie, the Hocus Pocus 2. And now it's, yeah, Ben, 2022. That's
Hocus
the year.
Hocus Pocus 2022.
They're coming back again. so, but it's just like, it's so much weird watching the trailer and being like, man, they like, there's so much different that's about this movie than it was.
Tanner says that the main actresses look old now.
Did I say that?
He's age shaming them.
Did I actually
He's
say
like,
that?
He's like, they don't look old now. He said they look different. Tanner's
well,
like,
duh. I mean,
like,
it's been 29 years since the
they
original.
Look good still.
It's been 29 years since the original.
Do you think Sarah still looks attractive?
I refuse to answer that.
Fine.
Yes. all of that to say, I still really like the movie. I can see its flaws, but I still really like it. What do you think? What's yours?
So I
What the frick was that?
I'm a shovel.
Like the zombie.
I never saw this movie as a kid.
All right. I'm going to do another one of those things. Go ahead.
Yeah,
okay,
take it,
continue.
Bro. Take it, bro.
Saw this as a kid.
I saw clips of it. I saw the part. I thought his room was pretty cool. What do you think about his room?
You want to talk about the room instead of the movie? All right. So I thought it was pretty cool.
That stood out to me as a kid. Right. What else do you want from me?
I thought you didn't see this movie as a kid. You just said that.
I didn't see the collective movie. I saw a couple scenes. I know.
Like the bedroom scene?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, bro. Dude. I laughed
That's
so hard.
That's a life hack, dude. I like that.
I laughed so hard when he got thrown over the drum set and just, like, died pretty much.
Yeah,
did you see how he hit that cymbal?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, let me take a sip of this real quick.
While you're saying that, my favorite character in this entire movie is Ice. Ice is so funny.
That's dumb.
That dynamic is so funny. That guy, that blonde hair kid, looks like...
Stevie.
No, James Franco a little bit.
James Franco?
Jamie Franco.
Now, he looks like... Who's the guy? Not Stevie.
Stevie Wonder.
No.
He's blind.
No, the guy with the like the rock and roll singer with the really big mouth. He was in that Eminem's
Steven
commercial.
Steven Tyler.
He's the lead singer
of Aerosmith. We can say
that's,
that.
Yeah, that's
from an Eminem commercial. Is that what you're talking about? You went with an Eminem commercial over at the band Aerosmith? What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
And I don't want to miss a thing. Is the number one hit off of the...
Liz Tyler plays Betty in The Incredible Hulk.
Who?
His daughter. That's Liz. That's her. That's his kid.
We need to do The Incredibles one day. Liz Taylor?
I think so.
Yeah. Who's Liz Taylor? I don't know who that is.
Liz Tyler?
Steven Tyler's daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who Liz Tyler is.
She's Betty in The Incredible Hulk.
Who the frick is Betty?
His girl, the love interest.
Who? What love interest?
Why are we not tracking here? Look at me.
Who's Betty? Who's love interest?
Betty is Bruce Banner's love interest. The actress who plays her is Steven Tyler's daughter.
Have you been saying The Incredibles this whole time? Because I keep hearing The Incredibles, not The Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk.
Are you talking about the Hulk movie we did or a different
the Marvel
I don't
one.
Care about that. We're talking about Hocus Pocus right now.
It's just all a bunch of Hocus Pocus. All
right.
I dig it.
Yeah. I'm Batman.
I didn't really have much of a connection to this as a kid.
What about Dead Man's Toes?
I didn't watch it. I love Dead Man's Toes.
Dead Man's Toes.
Love Dead Man's Toes. I thought of Parts of the Caribbean when they said that. Like Dead Man's Tell No Toes.
I haven't seen any of those movies.
Dead Man's Toes Don't Tell?
I know the title of the movie.
Yeah, for sure.
I haven't seen any of those movies. Did I ever tell you that?
No,
I've never seen a Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Oh, dude.
I only know Jack Sparrow just by the memes and stuff.
The first three movies.
How many are there? Five?
Five.
Okay.
The first three. And they're doing another one. They're doing a reboot with Margot Robbie as the main pirate.
Stupid.
Dang.
That was when Ghostbusters decided to do an all-female cast. Now, I don't have any negative feelings
for
women
at
all.
No, that Ghostbusters was...
It's just not bad. It's not a good movie.
That was rough. Did you see the new Ghostbusters? That's Halloween themed.
Afterlife? Or
Afterlife?
Something? No, but I heard all of them came back.
They all came back.
Well, all but the one that died.
He was in it too.
What?
I mean, he wasn't like in it. They didn't like throw his body around there, but he was like a CGI person.
Oh, for real? Mm-hmm. But he died in the movie, right? They said he died, right?
He came back as a ghost.
Give me a break.
He's a ghost in the movie, bro.
Was that movie good? Was it better than...
It was better than Ghostbusters 2016. Not by much.
Okay.
But, yeah. Freaking now.
Hocus Pocus.
Now.
Do you want some more voodoo while you talk?
Hmm?
You want some more voodoo?
No, I got plenty in here, bro. Okay. I got so much voodoo going on.
Okay.
Mountain voodoo.
Yeah, I kind of dig it.
What do you think about this movie now? I was watching it, and I could see why it's a classic. It's
so good.
It is entertaining.
It's very good.
It's very entertaining.
So good.
I enjoyed the movie. I don't think it's a good movie, but I enjoyed it. And as I've said before, I don't think that a good movie. Wait, what is it? I don't think that
a fun movie is necessarily a good movie.
Yes. Okay. If you can still have fun with a movie, at the end of the day, a movie's job is to entertain you, right? So if you are entertained by the end of the movie, it's a good movie. I don't know. Right. That's what I think.
Yeah.
But, I thought the jokes were really good. I thought a lot of the jokes landed. I was laughing a lot throughout this movie.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I thought the witches were actually really funny together.
Mm-hmm.
I
didn't like Mary. Mary annoyed the heck out of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought she was pretty funny.
Really? I did not think
I think
was.
You need a Mary in the trio.
Yeah, maybe.
Out
of me, you, and Andrew, podcast friends.
Oh, no.
Who's the Mary?
Who's the Mary?
Mm-hmm. Is it you or Andrew?
Why couldn't it be you?
Because
you're the main one?
Yeah, I'm the main one. I literally
Tanner
put us all together.
Puts on the mask, and he thinks that he's the protector of all podcasts.
I'm freaking Batman. Okay?
Which one of us?
Where's Rachel?
Rachel! She's exploded in a burning building.
Sorry, headphone users. Matt Fulton. What do you think Matt Fulton would be for Halloween this year?
He. Ooh, I don't think he's been trick-or-treating in years.
What do you think he would be? I'd probably say an elf.
He'd be an elf?
Yeah, he looks like an elf. In a good way.
In a great way. There's nothing.
I think we made that joke last year.
There's nothing elfish about him. He doesn't have pointy ears. He's not short. He has a beard and he has brown hair and he's a dude.
You mean to tell me this isn't Will Ferrell you're describing right now? Because you could say that and I literally couldn't tell who you're talking about, Matt Fulton or Will Ferrell right now. Look me in the eye. I'm Batman. I'm vengeance and
I'm looking at you.
Good.
Which Batman would you want to be out of all the Batman?
Michael Keaton.
Really?
Yeah, I like Michael Keaton's
Batman. Like Michael Keaton's the best?
This?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, right on. Michael Keaton.
Right,
well, you know, you guys all know I love Michael Keaton.
Yeah, he wishes Michael Keaton was his dad in real life.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay. Now I wish there were more of the witches in the movie. I didn't care about the kids.
Oh, really?
I didn't care about the kids. And I think that's the biggest draw from the movie for me is that I did not care about the three kids. I wanted to see the witches the entire movie. And they were I felt like they were barely in it.
It was a bummer because, and I agree with you what you're saying right there, but it was a bummer too because like the first act between Allison and Max was very like, oh, like is something going to happen? Oh, it's romantic?
Yeah.
But then as soon as the witches came, they're like, let's just run away together. We're not really, but then until they opened the book, then it's like, oh, they're cuddling, you know, it's cute.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
I think they had a good build to the relationship.
Did you? Because I didn't.
You think it jumped to like...
I felt like the build-up was really good. I'm like, oh, what's going to happen? But then as soon as they like were in it together, I was like, oh, there's nothing like...
Well, they were being chased by witches. They didn't have a lot of time to sit down and smooch Tanner.
Sit down and talk about their relational status.
Yeah. They kind of had other things to go.
I'm just saying.
They had a book made of human skin they were running around with.
I wish Bones knew about that, right? Bones,
she had skin.
You miss your human skin? So funny, he actually looks like Steven Tyler a little bit.
Okay.
So.
Also, the bottle is exposed over here now.
Oh, no, Bones!
Look at his hand.
I guess that's mine now.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. Do you want to move on?
Please.
Please?
Please, dear God. You want me? Yeah, let's move on like I did to Rachel.
Rachel. All right. I got some quotes.
Oh, please.
I got some quotes, guys. First one.
Yeah. What?
You hag. There are not enough children in the world to make you young and beautiful. Now, when was the last time somebody told you that?
Like 2 years ago, maybe.
Nice.
Yeah.
Max, fat chance. What does that even mean?
What are you talking about?
The bully from school, after Max tries to talk to, what's her face? The cute girl. Allison.
Yeah. Means that he doesn't really have a big
It's like, he doesn't have the dude just walks up and says, Max, fat chance.
Yeah, like it's, and I'm like, it's, it's not a possibility.
But like, to me, a fat chance would be like a good, like you have a like a big chance of like getting with this girl.
I don't know.
Like fat chance.
I don't really know, bro.
It's lingo that just doesn't translate well in my brain.
Sure, man. I mean, it's the 90s.
Must be some form of protest. That's what as Max's dad says when he walks in and Max's dogs are out.
Yeah. Dogs are out.
Collect your candy and get out of my life. That's what the little sister says to her older brother when she's upset at him for trick-or-treating. Yeah. And then she goes and cradles a pumpkin for comfort, which is, she like rests her head in a pumpkin and like cuddles and starts crying.
With a pumpkin.
Like,
you ever cuddle with a pumpkin?
I've cuddled with a pumpkin. I never cried into a pumpkin though.
Yeah. You like light out, the flame that's in there.
Your tears.
Yeah.
Well,
that's exactly what I meant.
I got it. Thanks,
you.
Bro. Thanks, bro.
Jeez.
Max likes your yabos.
That was the weirdest part of the movie.
I've never heard of them be referred to
as yabos.
As yabos.
The frick is a yabo?
And when was Max's sister around to hear him say the word yabos?
No, he didn't say yabos.
He's like,
she found out about Allison 3 hours before she made comment. She's just trying to torment. You know what else made me uncomfortable was when she's like, she scares Max, like when we first meet Danny, and she's like, "Kiss me, I'm Allison." I'm like, that's your sister. That's your
no
sister.
No thanks.
That it's uncomfy, man.
No thanks. Yabos. Next one. What I love,
Batman has yabos. Sorry.
Yeah, bats.
I got yabats.
Ooh, that wasn't good. Yabats.
Yeah, bats.
Got. Bitty, so like, bro, George Clooney bat nipples.
Oh,
that was a correct reaction. That was a correct reaction.
Wait, was George Clooney the Batman in
Batman and Robin, and then Batman and Robin. Forever? No,
did you know that the Batman and Robin,
yeah, Batman and Robin.
Only Batman movie was. I grew up watching was Batman and Robin, and that's like notoriously the worst one, right?
Yeah. I watched that one a lot, too, growing up. I watched that one and then Batman Forever with Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
That was when I was exposed to sexy because Poison Ivy was there.
Excuse me?
Sexy.
Uma Thurman?
I was exposed to like
that's
sexy.
That's what I was exposed to sexy. that's good to know. Well, if that's true, we got to go.
Arnold, right?
Arnold?
Arnold Schwarzenegger was what was his name?
Mr. Freeze.
Freeze, that's right.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, the puns.
That's pretty good.
All right, what else?
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
Dude, that's pretty good.
Thanks, man.
Andrew could do a pretty better impression, though.
Okay. It's
hype up Andrew.
Anyway, I love when they say the name of the movie in the movie. So when she says, oh, come on, it's just a bunch of hocus.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to say the quote. Can you shut up?
I'm sorry to stab my eye. God,
I told you that.
I didn't even mean to.
I told you at the beginning that your bottom eyelid is like under the mask. It's like stabbing you.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just totally poked my eye out.
It's okay, bro. I forgive you.
Gosh, man.
Can you see?
I'm batting an eye.
Oh! I love when they say in the movie, the title of the movie, so when she says, oh, come on, it's just a bunch of hocus pocus.
Yeah, roll credits.
I dig it. Roll the credits. It's Dad Killer.
Huh?
Instead of oh, I'm sorry. He's talking about father's a sensitive subject for you, Batman.
Oh.
Yeah,
he died in an alley.
The pearls.
You stupid shovel. I had to use you to dig a hole for them when they died.
We need a
vengeance. Sorry.
We need a dead man's buns. Now, when was the last time you asked for a dead man's buns?
Not anywhere recently.
No. Not in recent memory, yeah. That's what you wanted to say?
Not anywhere recently.
Last quote.
Oh, good. Because then we can move on.
Why do I have this quote in here?
I don't know, bro.
I don't even remember what part it's from. Maybe you can help me figure it out. Okay. Winnie, do you want to hit me? Will that cheer you up?
Oh, that was when they were about to die.
Yeah, that part made me laugh. That was funny. That was Mary said that, right?
Yeah, I didn't like
Yeah, Mary. That was good. That was funny.
Care. It was funny, but now that I know that, not that funny anymore.
Traumatizing scale, Tanner.
Yeah, what's up, man? How you
Go
doing?
For it. Shoot me your traumatizing scale. Then be specific about what about this movie scared you, if any.
Oh, man. I don't remember if anything did scare me. Oh, actually, okay. We're doing out of five?
Out of five.
Okay, I'll give it a two.
Wow, a two. Okay.
What spooked me, this is the only scene that spooked me, if I can remember correctly. I think this is. It was when Billy was like finally opening his mouth. And I don't know if this is a fun fact. I don't know. You probably don't have this written down because you don't do any research. But basically, it was supposed to be like he sewed his mouth shut and he's opening his mouth. And he literally had, I don't know if you noticed in the movie, but literally like moths flew out of his mouth.
Moths and smoke and cotton balls.
That was legit. They were actually moths. You know what they did? They put a wall right behind or to the back of his mouth and then taped up his mouth. So the moths were in there. When it opened up, it was actual moths flying out. And he just had to breathe through his nose in that scene. Isn't that crazy?
That's disgusting.
That is such an attention, such attention to detail, because I was like, holy crap, that looks like actual moths flying out. Looked it up. It's a fun fact.
Aren't moths poisonous?
That's why they put the wall up in the back of his throat so it couldn't
get
down.
But you can still like...
No. They all flew out.
The moth juices still get on your saliva, and if you swallow your saliva...
Moths aren't poisonous, are they?
I don't know.
You know what are?
Fuzzy caterpillars.
Batman! Me, I'm Batman!
Me, I'm poisonous.
Did you see the Lego Batman movie?
It is probably my third favorite Batman movie of
all
time.
What's your first? The Batman?
No, The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight and then the
Dark
Batman.
Knight and then the Batman and then Lego Batman. Yeah, I think that's fair.
No, I would agree with that, honestly.
I think that's fair.
Yeah,
I think that the Lego Batman movie is the best Lego movie. Better than the first
better
one,
than the
second
Lego
one.
Movies?
Definitely better than Ninjago, yeah.
Oh, I never even saw that. I didn't even care to see it.
I saw part of it.
Yeah.
Leloid.
Okay, what else we got? What's your traumatizing skill?
So being that I never watched this as a kid,
yep.
It's not going to be very high.
Okay.
But there was a jump scare in this movie, bro.
When was it?
In the bedroom, the one scene I saw as a kid.
There was that. Oh, yeah, you're right.
When
and then the
Max walks
part.
Over to the bed and lifts up the covers, and we're expecting to see Danny, and it's Sarah. And she jumps up and cackles.
That scared me a little bit, too.
And then he gets so scared he throws back into a jump set.
Yeah.
So scared he throws it back. Batman, have you ever been so scared that you throw it back?
A little bit. A
little bit.
Yeah. Go on.
I'll give it a 0.5 just because of that. Made me jump.
That's your traumatizing. Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes score.
What is it?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
39%.
Oh, my God.
But the audience score was a lot higher. It was like 60 to 70.
I'm fine with that.
So.
Okay. What's your Rotten Tomatoes then?
Oh, man. My Rotten Tomatoes is out of 300 years.
Yeah. What's up?
Of waiting for a virgin to light a candle.
Yeah.
I would probably give it... 200
years. 200
years? It's about 66%.
Okay, you're 66? I give mine, I'm just going to keep it simple because that's how I do it.
That's too high. You know what?
Really?
I'm going to be brutally honest.
Oh, no.
I think I'm going to give this movie...
Oh, no.
What? I'm going to give it 150 years. I'm going to give it 50%.
50?
I'm sorry.
That's actually not as bad as I
thought. I'm even a 50%. I'm giving it a 50%.
That's not as bad as I thought you were.
I wanted to give it a 66 and be nice, but like...
You got to be honest with me, man.
I got a reputation to upkeep.
What's that?
I go to
shovel.
I go to film. I'm a shovel. I go to film school and I'm a shovel. That's all I got to my name.
Yes. 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 Yeah, I agree. Yes.
What's your Rotten Tomatoes score?
So, my Rotten Tomatoes score is 78.
Seven. That's so high.
76.
Better.
76. Actually, I would agree more with 76 and 78.
Good man. Good man. Wow.
Is that all?
That's all we got.
Wow. All we got.
All we got.
Okay, man.
You want to know something crazy?
Yeah, what's up?
We're talking about jump scares, and never at one point in this episode was there...
Sorry, I can't do
do it that much longer. That's good. That's good.
Okay, okay.
Well, fun episode with you, Tanner.
I am so sorry that happened. I didn't want to do it.
Gotcha. Cool. Gotcha. Well,
what's next week's movie?
Next week's movie, well, first of all, thanks for doing this Halloween episode with me, Tanner.
You're very, very welcome.
Good drinks. Good, like,
good
combination.
Decor.
Good decor.
Oh, and the snack, too.
The snack, too.
What
good
about
snack.
My outfit?
Good outfit. What about my outfit?
You look like a Joker. Don't say keep it real, because we got to announce the next movie. I know you wanted to.
Ooh, I wanted to so bad. So next week, we're watching James and the Giant Peach.
Ooh, right on. I can't wait to talk
all
about
right.
it.
Peachy Keen.
Peachy Keen. Okay, Ben, plug away.
I'm a shovel. And you can follow Tanner at Tanner.
No. Let me do it.
Okay, go for it, man.
You can follow me in the dark night. Every dark alley, I'll be there. If you see me on a subway, it's because I beat someone up. I am truly vengeance. But you can follow me at Tanner Reckledge, at real.it.in.podcast, and at Talk Time with Tandrew. New song coming out whenever I feel like letting you know about it.
Totally.
So
I haven't heard it yet.
It was a great, hey, great episode, bro.
Great episode, bro.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Keep it spooky and keep it. Oh, no, yeah.
God dang it, dude.
You go. Hey. No. Say it.
Keep it real.
Keep it spooky.